Welcome to Module 6, the wrap-up. In this module, we'll be drawing that long continuity line, connecting everything we did in Phase 1 with the work of Phase 2A. So as you come to a close on this section, our goal is to understand our true pain points and how they came to be by tying what we learned in Phase 2A to our problem statement. Or essentially, how did we go from here to there? To start off, I want you to go back and revisit your problem statement. Look at the things causing you distress and where or why you feel stuck. Look at the fears and worries that you had about how these points or problems would impact your overall sense of self and standing. Now, reread your core beliefs. What connections can we draw? On your worksheet, you'll notice a format to have you fill out that states, "My core beliefs are blank." This has led me to develop a system of rules wherein I have to be and do blank to be worthy. If I'm unable to do that, I won't be worthy, lovable, good enough, fill in the chosen words. This has led me to take on a role of being and doing blank and has caused significant distress as I feel overwhelmed with trying to manage it all and feel like so many of the rules and systems are often at odds with each other. And as you work through this, consider the following reflections. First, what new insight does this work generate for and with you as you reflect on your current pain points? How much of our present distress is connected to our shame and the pressures of our core beliefs? 2, how does this more profound knowing change the way you understand your pain or the greater context of your life? Does it deepen it? And 3, do you notice themes or storylines coming up throughout your life that connect back to these moments? For many of us, our current rendition of pain is not the first time we've been hit with the distress, and often we're plagued by our shame in waves throughout our lives. The goal is to gain greater insight into how it will show up and begin to recognize the yellow flags so we can pivot course before we get to the stage of distress in the future. And 4, how has this information shifted the way you think about power and control? Where do you feel more empowered? Are there places you feel less hopeful or able to manage? Finally, what will you have to let go of to feel resolved or healed from your pain? Now, we'll look more at this later in other phases, but it is essential to outline exactly where the work is and how deep the dismantling must go to address the presenting concerns. This isn't meant to be overwhelming, but to be clarifying. As you go through all of this reflection, I want you to hold on to these 2 words: of course. Of course you feel the way you do, given everything you just uncovered. Of course you feel the need to look, act, and be all of these things to be worthy. Of course, the rules you are governed by are rooted in fear and scarcity. You literally could not build them with a different foundation until now. Of course you feel overwhelmed by the work that has to be done. That's because we're coming face to face with decades of pain and shame. And of course, we can get through it and create a life no longer governed by it, together. To wrap up this section, we want to extend what we see as possible and start to shift the way we think about these perceived truths. Can you, for a minute, just consider how your motivation, hope, commitment, and drive towards your goals and the work that you will or are doing would be different if you could let go of these stories? Allow yourself to dream about this and what life would look like today if you could do that. What about a month from now? 6 months? A year? 5 years? The rest of your life? What would be different? What new paths become available to you? What do you leave behind? Now, we'll talk more about this in the subsequent phases, but for now, we want to begin building the muscle for expansive thinking and moving through and past the stuckness we may be feeling now. Take some time at the end of your worksheet to reflect on this in as open-ended a way as possible. Just imagine. Explore possibilities with curiosity. This will help you stay the course and continue with the hard work in the upcoming Phase 2B, and will begin the foundation for goal setting and values clarification we're going to do in Phase 3. Okay, with that, we are a wrap with Phase 2. Remember to notice what's coming up for you in your body as you work through this portion of the program. Check in with yourself about how you need and want to reset yourself and continue forward with the work at hand. Celebrate all that you have done to this point. Factor in a rest period, and when you are ready, I will see you back here for Phase 2B, Effects.